You won't tell him thank you for the hat while you're flipping him off?
For the hat?
Yeah.
The hat I got on.
Yeah.
Blammo! That right there is why I am not an organ donor. Could you imagine you, I don't know, sneeze, knock yourself out, wake up, and they prying your chest open, trying to rip your heart out and give it to a Chinese dude? Well, what, Abe? Why'd you say Chinese dude? Shut up, Abe. Well, that's what happened to this Kentucky man over here. And the doctors were like, no. We followed all of the protocols. Are these the Fauci protocols? Are these the get homeless people in here, get people without any loved ones, and whoopsie daisies, they dead. Or dead enough. And let's sell their organs. Lambos for everybody. Come on down. Gateway Pundit boys. Kentucky man declared brain dead. Wakes up during organ harvesting operation. Opened his eyes and started visibly crying. This is just 100% of my nightmares. This is why I want to be cremated. With all of my organs, by the way. Yeah, it sounds selfish as hell. Sounds selfish as hell. I don't care. Have you met what Kaiser Permanente bureaucrats are doing to people? They killed Gretchen Whitmer and Gavin Newsom, Wolf, all of these people. Cuomo, they killed millions of grandparents, boys. Sent them right into these hospitals and blew their chests out. Liquefied their organs with remdesivir. But took the good organs out before they did that so they could sell them again to China. China buying a lot of baby parts, boys, and a lot of human organs. And so they're not incentivized, I would imagine, in a lot of cases to help you. The same people tell you that they ain't killing babies, right? Well, listen, all right, it's not a baby until it's 3 minutes old out of the mom's. What? That doesn't make any sense. Shut up. You roll into one of these places, and they're sitting there going, oh, I don't know, Lambo? Sell this dude's lungs. I like that Lambo. Your lungs are gone, boys. Lungs are gone. Allegedly, of course, in Minecraft, I have no idea how any of this works. Don't listen to me. But listen to this story. Here you got this Kentucky man. He was declared brain dead, and he woke up as surgeons were in the middle of harvesting his organs. He woke up. He was like, hey, that. And they're like, don't worry about it. And this he's looking at his family members, right? He's thrashing. Stop stabbing me. Stop cutting me open. And the doctors are telling his family, yeah, that always happens. Yeah. Yep. This was just gases. Gases being released. His soul escaping his body. No, he's alive. Shut up. Shut up. This always this madness. Oh, man. What, this hospital right here, boys, needs an investigation. So family members were later told by doctors that, quote, this guy over here, Hoover, he lacked any reflexes or brain activity, and he was taken off of life support. Okay. They said, hey, can we have his organs? The family said yes. Mistake number one. Mistake number one. As the evaluation process began, Hoover's eyes opened up. He started looking around. Dead people always do that, right? In movies. Members were told by doctors, don't worry, it's just reflexes. It's normal. It's normal. Dead people always open their eyes. They walk around. They crack open a Pepsi Cola. Holy balls, this guy's learning how to eat and drink and walk again. He needs to learn how to run. Look at this. He's got a whole thing over here because they cut his body open. They tried to steal all of his organs while he was alive. Oh, man. Oh, that's just so frightening. It's insanely frightening. Don't worry about it. This happens all the time. The dude's screaming, stop. Stop taking my lungs out of my chest. That always happens to everybody. Wow. Again, just noticing his eyes open. He's tracking his loved ones. It's normal. It's a thing that dead people do. Don't mind us. We'll be taking his heart right now. No. So anyway, this dude woke up. Kentucky man TJ Hoover here comes back to life. No, he never died. He never died. Idiots. Man, if your doctor thinks you can cut your dick off and become a chick, that's the type of doctor I imagine that would try to take your organs while you were fucking alive. Kentucky man T.J. Hoover comes back to life as surgeons begin to process the process of harvesting his body parts after he was declared brain dead. He said, quote, "I feel betrayed by the fact that people that were telling us that he was brain dead," and then he wakes up, his sister told reporters. Yeah, no, they've got immunity, though, right? They've got immunity. Judges have immunity. Congress has immunity. All of these people have immunity. Mayors have immunity, but not the president. How do I turn this back into a Trump thing? So they're going to be fine. Yeah, they're going to be fine. A whole bunch of different professions out there have immunity. When they try to steal your fucking organs and you're alive, nope, I'm a doctor. I got immunity. But the president doesn't. Unless, of course, it's every other president, then they do have immunity. It's just Trump. Try to make the world make sense. The world doesn't make any sense. You're on your own. Protect yourself. Don't let people steal your organs. You guys think so much. I mean, unless it's a hooker. No, Abe. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching the videos. For you're kept up to date on not only waking up in a bathtub of ice being a problem, but harvesting your organs while you're still alive could be an issue in today's hospitals because of the way things are so stupid in this country. Hit that subscribe button, make way, because the salt must flow.